Chevra. You know, these days when we're thinking about our hopes and our yearnings for the upcoming year, the truth is there's one thing that we all want, and it really encompasses everything else, and that is simcha, happiness, to be besimcha. And even Baruch Hashem, it was the biggest chizik, and I took such an achas that he got it. When we were in Eretz Yisrael a couple weeks ago, and I was at the Kaisel one night with my son. It was one night, late at night. A lot of the nights, you know, I went this trip with my entire mishpacha. It was so beautiful, so special. But a very different type of trip to Yulim and different fun things. And also some Baruch Hashem, Mekomis Kedoshim, obviously, and all that. But it's a different type of trip, I made in Yavin. So we tried almost every night, myself and my son, we'd go after everybody else went to sleep, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, whatever it was, and we'd leave. And we'd go to the Kaisel, we'd go to the Mir, we'd go learn, we'd daven, get some cholent, you know. So one night at the Kaisel, my son said, you know, I said to Shmuel, you know, go daven. And he said to me, you know, Tati, I realized there's only one thing I have to daven for. All I have to daven for is simcha. Now, Baruch Hashem, my son's very besimcha. It's not that he's lacking, but he said, all I have to daven for simcha. Because when I daven for simcha, that means I have everything. That's what he said to me at the Kaisel, and he got it. And I'll tell you, there's nothing I daven more for my own children and for my own family and for my Talmidim. Because true simcha means I'm close to Hashem. And true simcha means I'm Sameach Bechelko, I have my Parnasa, and what I need, what I feel I need. True simcha is everything. So you open up this week's parasha, Parsha Kisavo, and right at the beginning, talking about Bikurim, and the Pasuk says, V'samachto b'chol hatov asher nasan l'cha Hashem l'kecha. That Bikurim is going to bring you simcha. Bikurim is going to bring you happiness. You'll be happy with all the good that Hashem gives you. Bikurim means I just did my harvest, I have all this food. What is it telling me? Because I have so much stuff, it's a simcha of gashmias? Is it Torah telling me it's a simcha of gashmias? A materialistic happiness and joy? We know that joy is fleeting. That's momentary happiness. A person comes home with a big paycheck, he's happy for the moment. It's fleeting. That's what the Torah is telling me. So listen how the Halakha Tiferes Shlomo, the Radamsky, learns this pasuk. The Radamsky says this pasuk teaches me the key, the mafteach, the simchas achayim always. He says, v'samachta, you want to be happy? And you want to be happy always? You have to realize that your whole life, whatever you have, is not just that it's what you need. And not just nice and good and okay and good enough. V'samachta, why should you be happy? Because b'chol hatov, that you should recognize you have all the good in the world. You have everything that's best for you to live an amazing, unbelievable, perfect life. V'samachta, that you have b'chol hatov, that you have all the good. Ki'ilu ha'yilcha kol hatov b'shleimus bolam hazeh, l'ashem. You have all the good in a perfect way in this world. And how do I know that I have all the good? What do you mean? I'm suffering financially. I wish I had more money. I'm living in a chvesnish, in a house that I wish I had a bigger house. I wish I had a nicer house. I wish I had an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. I wish I had an apartment in Miami. Chvesnish. And people. And then you have people who mamish have real things to that they have tainas and are davening for when it comes to health, when it comes to those who are suffering with fertility issues. Real things. What do you mean, b'chol hatov? This is b'chol hatov? You just have to get to the next few words. You know why? Asher nosan l'cha Hashem l'kecha. Because this is what Hashem, your God, has given you. Kol ma'adav l'chman al tavavid. Who knows better than anyone in the world what's best for each and every one of us? The Eibishter knows what's best for us. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean we shouldn't daven when chas v'shalom someone's not well or there are real issues. And beseech the Ribbono Shel in a physical way to make it easier for us in what that which we perceive the world. But ultimately, whatever we're going through, and while we're going through that nisayon, it's to bring out the tefillah so that Hashem will give us the child, or give us the health, or give us whatever we need. We should realize b'chol atov, it's all the good. Why? Because Asher Nazan L'cha Hashem L'kecha. And when you realize it's Asher Nazan L'cha Hashem L'kecha, you realize everything that you have was given to you by the Eibishter, and you realize therefore it's chol atov, that's when we're going to have simcha sachayim. And when one doesn't realize that, you can't have simcha sachayim. You can have momentary excitement, but you're always going to come back to difficulty. But when you have this understanding of Asher Nazan L'cha Hashem L'kecha, we're zoyched chol atov. We should be zoyched to understand this and live with this. Be zoyched, therefore, to simcha zachayim every moment, and a heilig Shabbos kodesh full of simcha, full of bracha.
Shabbos kodesh, 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 Shabb